Good afternoon, everyone, and I'd like to thank my colleagues at the APHA for inviting us to present our presentation, Screening and Linkage to Care of African New York City Residents, a New Model for Viral Hepatitis Outreach. Any and all disclosures are as indicated on this slide. Overall in the U.S., more than 2 million people are infected with chronic hepatitis B. The Institute of Medicine estimates that approximately 3/4 of these people are unaware of their infection. Chronic hepatitis B disproportionately affects ethnic minorities, including African-born U.S. residents. In fact, the majority of U.S. residents with chronic hepatitis B are foreign-born, and almost 250,000 U.S. residents are chronically infected with hepatitis B were born in Africa. This reflects high rates of chronic hepatitis B in Africa, which range from 5% to over 8%. The burden of hepatitis B among African immigrants has also been affected by a surge in immigration from sub-Saharan Africa to the U.S., increasing from 200,000 people in 1980 to 1.5 million in 2009. The prevalence of hepatitis B is categorized into areas of low prevalence, intermediate, and high. And this is measured by the presence of the hepatitis B surface antigen, which is a marker for active infection. As you can see, there is higher prevalence of chronic hepatitis B in sub-Saharan Africa than anywhere else in the world, particularly in Western sub-Saharan Africa. The reasons for this are not entirely known, but are thought to be due to high rates of vertical transmission, as well as other modes of transmission. The CDC publishes guidelines for who should be screened routinely for chronic hepatitis B. Most recently, they updated their guidelines in 2008 by adding a risk category of foreign-born people from intermediate or high-prevalence countries, including sub-Saharan Africa. Our aims in conducting this project were twofold. First, we hope to produce data that could be used to estimate the prevalence of hepatitis B among African immigrants in New York City. And secondly, we hoped to evaluate a patient navigator model that for community-based screening and linkage to care. We hope that these findings can inform other screening and linkage to care programs for high-risk immigrant communities. Our methods were as follows. We conducted hepatitis screening at the African Services Committee and other community-based organizations, including places of worship, from October 2011 to September 2012. We advertised the opportunity for free screening through public service announcements on local African radio stations, through the distribution of flyers, and by working with local community leaders through our patient navigator. In order to participate in the screening, you had to be an adult and to have a working phone number so that we could contact you with results, and also to provide written informed consent. Participants were given a self-administered survey that was professionally translated into the requisite languages that assessed demographics and risk factors. A trained phlebotomist drew a number of labs, including the hepatitis B surface antigen, a marker for active infection. Participants who were positive for hepatitis B were offered a free comprehensive medical evaluation with a hepatologist at Mount Sinai. This included blood work, medical history, a physical exam, an ultrasound of the liver to screen for liver cancer, as well as a non-invasive assessment of fibrosis in the liver. And all results were reviewed by the research team, and recommendations for follow-up were made based on guidelines of the American Association for the Study of Liver Disease. This slide summarizes our follow-up algorithm, where patients who were positive were offered the first free medical evaluation at Mount Sinai and then referred to a partnering federally qualified health center or their primary care provider. The linkages with these federally qualified health centers were previously established prior to beginning screening. If the participant was non-immune, they were offered free immunization at the African Services Committee through the New York City Department of Health gratis immunization program, and if they were immune, they were offered reassurance. An essential component of this community-based screening and linkage to care program was the patient navigator. The patient navigator had previously been trained and was culturally targeted. His roles included contacting patients with results and providing education and counseling, scheduling follow-up visits, and escorting patients to their visits, reminding them of their appointments, and also providing other services as necessary. Our patient navigator, Daoud Njai, was formerly a USAID worker in Senegal, is multilingual, speaks French, Wolof, Arabic, and English, and has a BA and an MA. A word or two about the partnering organizations. Firstly, the African Services Committee is a community-based organization in Central Harlem founded in 1981 that primarily focuses on HIV services for African immigrants. It also has 4 HIV clinics in Ethiopia. The Hepatitis Outreach Network is an academic hepatitis screening program based at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, founded in 2009, that partners with over 30 community-based organizations, as well as several federally qualified health centers and the New York City Department of Health, and it offers education, free screening, and linkage to care. Now to discuss our results. Between October 2011 and September 2012, we screened 569 individuals. The sample was representative of the national population in terms of age. However, there were slightly more males in our study sample. Notably, our cohort had a much lower rate of insurance at 26%, and less than 20% of our cohort had a primary care provider. 3/4 of the cohort made less than the national median income, and approximately half had only a high school level education. In the total sample of people screened, we found a 6% rate of chronic hepatitis B. Approximately half of the people we screened were African-born, and almost all of the positive patients were born in Africa. We screened 270 people from 25 different African countries. Almost 3/4 of these were from 5 West African countries, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Mali, Togo, and the Ivory Coast. And over half were from only 2 West African countries, Senegal and Burkina Faso. The prevalence or the rates of chronic hepatitis B in these West African countries were significantly higher than in the rest of the cohort, ranging from above 15% in Burkina Faso and the Ivory Coast to above 10% in Senegal and Togo. Overall, in the total sample, we found there were significantly higher rates of chronic hepatitis B among men, that they were exposed more frequently than women, as measured by the presence of the hepatitis B core antibody, and that fewer men had been previously immunized compared to women. Similarly, looking at specifically the African-born data, there was a higher proportion of men who had been previously exposed to hepatitis B, again, as measured by the hepatitis B core antibody. Of the 596 participants screened, we successfully contacted 93% of them to provide them with their results. And 36 of the participants were positive. We successfully contacted all of them and provided them with their results. 25 of these attended a free medical evaluation at Mount Sinai. One of them was recommended for treatment based on the guidelines of the American Association for the Study of Liver Diseases and was referred to a partnering federally qualified health center. The rest were also linked to a federally qualified health center for routine follow-up. Overall, we felt that our model was successful in screening patients from our target community and linking them to care. We felt that having a culturally targeted patient navigator was crucial to accessing this difficult-to-reach population, and that screening in a community setting with strong linkages with academic partners and the Department of Public Health is essential in conducting community-based screening. Limitations of the study include that 30% of the positive patients did not attend a follow-up medical evaluation. Reasons for this included that some of them had returned to their country of origin by the time we gave them their results. There's also potential for selection bias. although only one of the participants who was positive was previously aware of their diagnosis. There was also a strong predominance of West African participants, so the generalizability of our results to all of Sub-Saharan Africa is affected by that. And currently we're conducting focus groups to figure out ways to address these limitations. In conclusion, we felt that our study firmly establishes that there is a heavy burden of chronic hepatitis B among African immigrants in New York City, that successful viral hepatitis screening and linkage to care programs can be built through partnerships with community-based organizations, academic partners, and the Department of Health, that there's also significant opportunities for immunization in this population, and that a culturally targeted patient navigator is crucial to the success of such a program, but that challenges continue to persist in ensuring follow-up for all of the patients screened. I'd like to thank everybody at the ASC who participated in this, the staff at HONE, and also at the New York City Department of Health, which was an invaluable partner in all of this work. Thank you very much.